Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. DeSmet, South Dakota is perhaps best known as Laura Ingalls Wilder's little town on the prairie. The town from history faces a variety of distinctly modern challenges today, many of which are shared by rural communities all over the state of South Dakota. For the past 10 years, the DeSmet Community Foundation has developed a track record of addressing longstanding community problems. Today, they are honored with the 2016 Bush Prize for Community Innovation. With us now for more from DeSmet is Rita Anderson. She's with the Community Foundation there. Rita, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
It has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? The 2016 Bush Prize for Community Innovation recipient.
Oh, we are just so thrilled to be how it's going to showcase DeSmet and all. It's just, it's got a great ring to it.
Well, first, congratulations. And now I want you to tell me, I've been to DeSmet. I've done some of the things you might expect I have done in DeSmet, like ring the school bell. But I'm wondering, tell me a little bit about the town beyond just what I've experienced.
Well, I think the lot of the reason why we received the award is when the group came to interview us and to see the community, it was the spirit and the passion with all that's happening here. We have so many things going on. Our new event and wellness center that we just created with we raised like $4.8 million just out of this small community of 1,086 people. And it's a really nice event center with wellness center and all that the community has just been using. And it's just exceeded our expectations of the use of it. So that's a huge, huge benefit that we've had that open now for a little over a year and a half. And then along with that, I think people don't realize all that we have with, besides the Laura Ingalls Wilder things, that what a bustling community we are. And we're fortunate we're centrally located in between Mitchell, Huron, Brookings, Watertown. We're just about exactly in between all those communities. So we have a lot of conferences and things that come here that, and then people can see the Laura Ingalls Wilder events also, but then take part in the different events we have going on.
Let's start with that wellness center a little bit. I want to dig deeper then, because $4.8 million in a town your size is really remarkable. So I just want, people want to know, how in the world did you pull that off? Where did those conversations begin? And let's start here. What problem were you trying to solve with a wellness center and event center?
Well, our goal has really been to create a small-town atmosphere with a great place to raise young families, but still to have the amenities of the larger communities. And we've seen really working like probably all South Dakota smaller communities are, but to bring the young families back here. And we've been fortunate. We've had 6 or 7 young families move back in the last 3 or 4 years to raise their families. And with the modern technology, they can work here, and some of them work for companies in Sioux Falls but work out of their homes here and things like that. So that's been a huge part of the reason why we're doing this, and been our goal is for this. We just see young people, of course, as the key to sustainable community growth. Without them, we really can't grow. So that's been a lot of it. So we got started there with one of our the owners of the, we have a large industrial park here too that people don't realize, with 6 or 7 large major manufacturing companies here. So Buzz Pierce from Lyle Signs came to us and said he wanted to give back to the community, and what would we, what did we need? And so we went to our 20-year plan that we created back in 2006 and saw that we needed a community center, a wellness center, an athletic complex, a theater, a place for seniors, all these things, and we put them all together in one package and developed it from there. But we're just thrilled with, it's a town of 1,086 people, but we've got 1,508 individual donations to that project.
Wow.
So more than half the town, again, is donated to the project. A lot of the alumni and those different organizations and businesses that really came through for us.
And in some ways, it's, I won't say it's an easy sell, but it's something that everybody's going to really benefit from immediately. They can see the results of their donation right away. That has to make a difference.
Yes, it's really, like I said, it's just exceeded our expectations with this. Yeah. And now that, with that too, then the foundation has raised the funds for the building and itself and all the equipment and everything in it. But then the city agreed to take ownership of it. And so they actually run the facility. They have hired a full-time director and custodian and all the staff there.
Sure.
So it's open with 7 to 7 every day so people can go walk on their own and all. So it's, and then at the same time, right next to it, we built the new football field and track that the school did, and we helped raise funds for that so that, like with the city and all, there were no taxes, you know, that were raised with that. So it was all funding, but then it was such a great way for the community to come together with the city and the school and the organizations and the whole community, just a model project for how a community can work together to really make something big happen like that.
Sure. Foundation is run all by volunteers, no paid staff, is that correct?
That's right, yes.
So how do you energize those volunteers to come up and do what must be a significant amount of work?
Yes, it takes a lot of organization. I'm the director for the Smith Development Corporation, so I do get paid for that. But then I'm also the chairman of the Community Foundation, which we created as an arm to have a nonprofit to, you know, for these community projects such as that. So I've just helped chair all those meetings that it's taken with the foundation and all.
So now that the Bush Prize has been announced and there's a significant cash prize attached to this, what comes next? What kind of conversations are you having now and into the weeks ahead?
Well, we will get the board of directors for the foundation and the development corporation together. We've get community input on just the different projects. There's a lot of projects we've been talking about doing, and this is just going to be such a catalyst to help us get those done. One thing we've talked about is a community innovation center with some maker space and some business, space in the front, and some of those. That's one of the projects we've talked about. There's just so many things we'd like to do, create a little bit more with the Silver Lake part of the Loring Hills Wilder, develop it a little bit more. We see that as kind of a something that hasn't really, it's kind of potential for more development there. And I even would like to see a trolley come through from the Loring Hills Wilder to around the town. So
sure.
There's just so many great things that we're working on, and this is just such a, we're just so thrilled that to be able to have this, and then along with that, to be able to showcase these Smith throughout the Midwest. You know, the Bush Foundation is such a major foundation throughout North Dakota and South Dakota, Minnesota, that now to be able to be featured for this year with them, it's just going to be fantastic.
Have you already found other rural communities and community leaders reaching out to you and asking you for advice on how to sort of engage the community and things like that, or do you expect that's going to start now?
Yes. No, it's really been fun. We've had several different communities that have called, and they come and toured the center, and we've all met with them to kind of tell how we've got it done here. And there's about 4 or 5 different communities that have done that so far, and different ones that have contacted me that how did you do it, and I've offered to go, scheduled to go speak with a couple, 3 different ones, just to help them, so that it's all this with all of our communities working together, like the rural communities working together.
If every rural community in South Dakota had that kind of community strength, those kind of community conversations and that engagement in the community, what do you think the impact that would be on the state as a whole? If everyone was thriving and moving forward in a similar way to DeSmit?
I believe it's the idea of like I said, working, getting all the entities off, and you'll see kinds of different factions going their own way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's one of the major keys, is how we brought everybody together with the community meetings and all to discuss how to do things, what we should do. And it was back in 2006 when we did the 20-year plan, where the whole community, entire community, worked together on that and had several community meetings and different groups to make this 20-year plan. And we have gotten so much done by just looking at that and looking, you know, forward, saying, okay, what do we need next? And that was the key to this project, was, like I said, when Buzz Pierce came to us and we just said, oh, let's look at our 20-year plan. So
get together, make a plan. step one.
Would do that.
Rita Anderson. We're going to run out of time here, so I'm going to say thanks for so much and congratulations. You've been listening to Rita Anderson. She's with the DeSmit Community Foundation. They were just honored with the 2016 Bush Prize for Community Innovation. Rita, thanks so much, and keep up the great work.
Oh, thank you. It's a thrill. Thank you so much for having me on.